cornerback for the New England Patriots, Devin McCourty. Devin, how much sleep have you gotten?
I got to get a couple hours in, but I'm back up now. Probably head to the facility in about an hour, get some cold tub and hot tub recovery in.
Did you sleep on the plane?
Yeah, that was a good part. A nice nap on the plane.
All right. What did you think about the defensive performance last night of the New England Patriots in preseason game number two? What kind of grade do you give yourself as a team?
Tough to give a grade right now without watching the film, but one thing I'm excited about is just the fast start. We were able to get out there and get a couple three and outs just to kind of get the offense back on the field and keep them on the field a lot in the beginning. I think that's key. If we could get out and get fast starts, and we know how good our offense is, if we could keep them on the field in the beginning of the game, they can get comfortable, they can get a groove, and once they get going, we feel like we could do pretty well.
Devin, we know there's been sort of an alignment change up front from the 3-4 to the 4-3. Is there also been a philosophical change about how Bill wants you to play defense, not you individually, but the 11 guys, how he philosophically wants you to play defense specifically? Is it less of a bend and break and more and less of a react and respond and more of an attack defense this year?
No, I don't think so. I think we have some guys coming back that have a better understanding of what we want to do on defense. Last year we were the same way. We wanted to be an aggressive defense, start early, start fast, and be able to attack teams in many different ways. And I think that's one great thing about playing here for Coach Belichick. We never know what kind of defense we're going to end up in. And right now in preseason, we've been doing a lot of different things in practice, taking them to the game field. So it's exciting right now, the defensive players just going out there getting better and doing new things.
You know, Ocho Cinco said after the game last night, Devin, he thought he was the one part of the machine that was still needed some work. I'm sure you've gone against him a little bit in practice here so far. What's your take on him so far and, you know, the adjustment that he's going through?
One great thing that I've learned about the guy is how hard he works. One day after practice in the beginning when he first got here, he asked a group of DBs just to stay out after so he could work his releases and just work on his footwork. He said he just felt like his footwork was a little off. And all throughout practice, you'll see him just talking to himself, trying to stay on top of himself, whether, I don't know, it's a lot going on in offense, whether it's Tom checking something, him trying to stay on top of it. You can just see how hard he's trying to get it and trying to work at it. So I think as a player, especially myself as a young guy, to see somebody like Ocho Cinco, who's played well in this league for so many years, and still have that same work ethic to come on a team and just work as hard as he possibly can to try to get up to date and get up to speed with everyone else, I think it's incredible to watch.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to this question, Devin McCourty, since you're a defensive back and not a wide receiver, but is it safe to say the Patriots' passing attack is a pretty complicated one and not easy to learn for a new guy in the system?
I don't know how hard it is to learn. I just know how hard it is to defend. So I would probably go out on a limb and say it's pretty difficult to learn as well.
Hey, we had this discussion with somebody a couple of minutes ago about defensive passer rating and how important it is for the pass defense overall to hold down the passer rating of the opposing quarterback. And our discussion was, what's more important to that success, the defensive rush up front or the DBs on the back line? What's your thought about that?
I think it's what I've been hearing kind of ever since I got in college. It's both. You can't have one without the other. If you have a great defensive line and they get to the quarterback fast and they're just animals up front, then you find out an offense will just say, you know what, we'll just throw quick throws at our receivers. They have bad defensive backs and we'll just let them attack that way. And then if you have a bad front and you have a great secondary, quarterback has all day to throw the ball. So at the end of the day, you still get picked apart because no one can cover forever. So I think both sides kind of complement each other. And I think last night at the beginning of the game, we did pretty well as far as those front guys caused a havoc up front. And the secondary, you love that one. It gives you opportunity to take some chances knowing that they're going to get home, and I think right now we have a great group of guys just working together to try to improve our pass defense and defense overall.
One of those guys wreaking havoc last night was Gerard Mayo. And in a 4-3 scheme, you know, with him playing on the outside there, what kind of season, if you guys stick with that, would you expect from Mayo?
I kind of expect Mayo to go out there no matter what we're in. He's been a guy since I've got here, been a leader on the team, and just a guy that goes out and does his job. So I'm excited. You know, last year he went to the Pro Bowl, led the NFL in tackles. So I don't think no matter what we're what defense we're in, as a team, well, as a defense, we're looking to Mayo to kind of be our leader and go out there another great season.
Hey, Devin, well, what have you learned about the National Football League in the last year? What do you know this morning that you didn't know a year ago after playing your second preseason game?
I just think overall knowledge of what's going on around me. I know a lot of us at the quarterback position, we talk to a guy like Lee Bonin all the time, kind of what to expect and different down the distances, different situations in the game. I think everyone knows Coach Belichick is big on situational football, and I think that's what most improved of my game coming into the second year as I started learning more and more towards the end of the season. Started making sense. You get a lot of different things thrown at you, and as the season went on last year, I was able to kind of slow some down and actually be on the field and be able to think about different situations that's actually going on in the game, whether it's a third and long. I can now think of some things the offense can attack with. So I just think having that improved knowledge and sense of the game is helping me out.
Can you put into perspective how difficult it is for this year's rookies to try to get up to speed in a new system, given the compressed training camp and the no OTAs and all that sort of stuff? Do you have any sympathy for these guys trying to hit the ground running at 90 miles an hour?
Oh, man, it's so hard. I remember last year just coming up rookie minicamp and just had a rookie there. We get this big playbook. We got 3 days, two practices each day, and it felt like never-ending information just thrown at us. And then coming back and going to the mini camps and the OTAs, it felt like you kind of got almost maybe more than half of all the information you needed to come into training camp. So I felt like we had a big step just going into training camp, which allowed a lot of our rookies last year to go out and begin training camp with that mindset of just going out and playing football and showing what you can do. Whereas this training camp, we got rookies trying to learn the whole playbook, learn the way the organization operates, and then at the end of the day, going out there trying to play football. But I think one good thing is, you know, having Coach Belichick, he kind of came in and gave us a platform of how training camp is going to be, and he started it off with, you know, everyone starting from the same point. We can't fix anything. We can't get those days back, but it is what it is. We have to improve with the time we have now, and I think our rookies are doing a great job of that. Just whether it's talking to older guys or staying extra, they're trying to make sure they get to work, and a lot of them playing well so far in the first two games.
You know, you've played some special teams, obviously. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the Devin Holland hit on Danny Woodhead in the fourth quarter. Do you think that was a clean and legal hit?
I couldn't get a good view because it was all in the opposite sideline. But you just heard the hit, so I didn't see it clean. But I'm not very sure. I know they'll probably review that, and we'll hear somebody's opinion on it from the NFL on whether it was a clean or illegal hit.
Final question for me, Devin. How has what the NFL is trying to do for player safety affected your ability to just go out there and freelance, and I mean freelance within the system, and play the game naturally as opposed to thinking, am I launching? Am I going to hit him in the head? Is he defenseless? All those kinds of things. How do you process all of that in the heat of the battle?
I think you just think about it before the game. Not even before the game. I think when they came in and they talked to us about the new rules and the emphasis of this year, you kind of, you know, you put that in and you put it in your head, you register on how it can affect your game, but on game day, I think you just have to go out there and play. I think that's the best way for all of us as players to stay healthy and avoid injury by going out there playing. I remember growing up, people used to always tell me if you play hesitant and you play scared, that's the number one way to get hurt. So I think guys are just, you know, adjusting their games and practice and this preseason, well, in training camp, just to see how they can tweak things and just to think about it. And I think nasty guys are just trying to make smarter hits, keeping their head out of it. But I think overall, you have to just go out there and play as a player. You can't be running around at high speeds and then at the last minute trying to think about how you should hit the foot, how you should turn your body, because guys are way too fast and strong to be thinking out there on the field. You end up really getting hurt.
He's Patriot cornerback Devin McCourty. Devin, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you down the road.